fuck you think you doing, nigga?
I'm doing my thing, nigga. What you doing?
See, this is my High and Dry podcast, nigga. You need to back the fuck up.
Fuck that, nigga. I'm about to get mine.
Oh, it's gonna be like that?
Yeah, nigga. It's gonna be all like that.
Oh, then watch your back, nigga. Watch your back, nigga! Watch your back, nigga! Stop fuck with my podcast! I'll fuck your shit up, nigga!
Welcome to a new episode of High and Dry with your host, who smokes two joints and gets plastered, Ethan Goldberg, along with my friend and co-host...
Zeno Rhoda.
So great to
welcome
be back.
Welcome back, everyone. That little... what would you call that?
It's just a little bit.
Little bit?
A little bit. A little, comes it's from a sketch, Key and Peele, a cappella group. Something like
I can't remember
great,
what it's called.
Great sketch.
Great sketch.
I actually, I recently found a couple sketches that I wrote. I'm thinking of writing a couple more just because it's funny. I was thinking about, I don't know if I can, like a whole bunch of male feminists that go out and start raping males. I'm trying to work it out, but the concept in my head is there.
Okay.
I'm trying.
It sounds like a messed up concept, but okay.
No, it really is. It's just, I just love how, again, like we've been talking about this, is how people put on something to cover up something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when dudes are like, I'm not like the others. No, I'm, it's like you're trying to get
to cover
see,
up
the
something.
Same way that. The dudes don't care. The dudes who are just like, oh, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we know people who are
like that.
Vehemently,
like
outwardly,
that.
Very feminist, and then fucking scum. Scum human beings.
Yeah.
So, I think it's weird, and we were talking about this earlier of like, if you're a dude. And you ask one of your dude friends, hey man, like how long is your dick? And he's like, oh, I've never measured. What are we doing? You're a fucking
then
liar.
Then go to the bathroom and check.
Yeah. No, but the fact that you haven't done it and we're like 22, 23, it's like, you're just lying to me. I know that you have.
Mm-hmm.
I think we may actually have a delivery.
Oh, already?
We have some Cardiff Sea Brew.
Oh, dude, the cake is here. The cake's here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, the cake! Dude, okay. Check it out, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to a new episode of High and Dry.
We've already said this.
Have we said this?
We've already said this.
Oh, well, welcome back.
So, welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back to me.
Yeah. So, we just had to take a quick little break.
Yeah, dude, you gotta get some food in you.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's crazy.
You need to sustain yourself.
Dude, think about how when you don't have food for a day, how cranky you feel.
Yeah.
Now think about not having just food. Oh, great. So, just like bring it down the entire
thing.
Okay.
Dude, we're starting off
okay.
So well.
Okay.
We had something to eat now. I feel good.
I think it's weird how like I'm an asshole, but I really think about those sad things. Like I really do. Like I'll sometimes.
I feel like you're putting something on now. You're putting on some cartoons.
Dude, I
you're trying to mess with me.
Okay, can I tell you
yeah,
a story?
Yeah.
There's one time where...
Wait, dude, I don't know if... Oh, okay, never mind. Continue. Sorry,
I pulled up to these... To the robots.
Yeah.
And I just saw this woman...
Yeah.
With her kid. Like, on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they clearly didn't... You know, had nowhere to go.
Dude, why are you doing this?
And I looked at her and she looked at me. And I saw the kid, and I literally started crying like a bitch. I literally started crying. I gave her like $50.
Jeez, Mr. James.
It was like, well, it was like everything in my wallet.
Okay.
At the time.
Okay. Why are you doing this?
I don't know, man.
Why are you doing
it
this? Like
really
it,
bugs me.
This
was
supposed
like,
to be
so
a
sad
good podcast.
See.
Like, it's great that you. Showed empathy, and you were able to do that. Can I mention what you're doing right now?
I just put a bra on my head.
A bra. You put the bra
I'm
on
talking
your head.
About how...
You're a flipping child.
I just smelt the broad deeply.
Okay.
What? Zeno just doesn't get it. You don't get it. You, and I'm telling you right now, you will get it one day, my friend. You will get it. Stop pussyfooting, man.
No, it's just
you
that
got that cute charm. I've asked chicks about you, and they've said, like, you got the cuteness.
Dude, like, I the nice, know.
Okay.
I
you don't need to be an Ethan about it.
Yeah.
That is a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. You have that. I mean, I just have like a sex panther kind of sex appealing sex
black
god.
Panther, the Black Panther.
I've had a chick call me a sex god. I've had that's one.
Okay.
And that's one.
That's one.
And you know what? I'm riding with it. I'm riding with it. Yeah. No.
Fair enough, dude. Congrats.
Thanks, man.
Congrats. You are now worthy of Olympus. That's what you are now.
Thank you. Thank you. And I will take my rightful seat at the throne. That doesn't mean that people can't become that, and you can't, like, it's an inherent thing, and you are the chosen one or not. I don't think it is.
You completely lost me. What?
No, I'm not. Like, there's like a thing that people think that you can't learn and you can't become
a sex
like that. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to make it completely clear.
Like such an asshole.
I'm trying to make it completely clear for everyone
Why
else.
I talk myself into people seeing me as an asshole, and I'm like, oh, I don't want people to think I'm an
listen,
asshole.
Dude, but, okay.
Like, what kind of fucking bullshit is that? I'm so sad inside, guys. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's strange how. And I think I think it rings true with women as well. The women just get it more, and then the women don't. Same with dudes.
They do or they don't.
I think women can always get it if they need it, but they may not have all the options. Dudes could actually could struggle.
They
struggle for years.
They struggle.
Yeah.
The real struggle.
The thing that's weird is as well as like the porn. Like I can literally.
You don't need. You don't need a human being.
Yeah, that's also weird.
You just need never mind. I was gonna make a joke.
Yeah, Zeno's. I wish I could say that Zeno's first language was in English, but.
Oh, it sadly is.
Yeah, it sadly is.
You know
and looky, we're on a podcast.
You know what I think a huge problem is? You know what I blame my vocabulary issue is? The lack of not being interested.
Okay, so it's other people's fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
really. You're a fucking moron.
So, this, I think that a large part of building your vocab is reading.
Mm-hmm.
What? Why? Yeah. Do you not agree with
no,
that?
No, I 100%
okay.
agree.
So, a large part of building your vocab is reading a lot. And reading, for me now, doesn't seem. I don't see it as enjoyable as hanging out with my friends.
Oh yeah, no, of course not.
And like it literally boils down to if I had to list things that I enjoy.
Coming from the person who was like, oh, why do you always want to talk shit?
It's different, bro. But hanging out with your friends. No, we had that discussion, and I'm like, you don't talk shit all the time. Hmm. And that's great.
Mm.
I am too, not all the time, because dude, social.
Yeah.
My social engine or social levels of energy.
Yeah.
Drains quickly.
Oh yeah.
So quickly.
That doesn't mean to say that mine doesn't. It's just that I think I recharge quick. I recharge real quick. I can, like, the thing is, most of the time, dude, like, if people didn't text me, I wouldn't. You wouldn't hear from me.
Yeah.
You straight up. I just disappear because I am insecure and like I don't want people. I think that people don't want to, so like why even bother?
Yeah.
So So I already set myself up for failure. It's fine. It's so fucked up. But yeah, no, I understand. Like, it can't always be on. Like, I'm on. And like,
when you need to be, you are when you need to be.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to do that.
Yeah. It takes a lot of energy.
So when I'm ranking the things that I enjoy doing, reading's pretty low on that list because it takes away the time that I would rather spend enjoying myself with my friends, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge thing for me. I need to be able to enjoy that time with my friends.
Right. But it's not either or. Like, the thing is, you don't have to read a lot. It's just
it's not as important.
I think it's just a habit that you need to build up, though. If you want,
no, of course.
Do you want to read more?
I want to say yes, but I feel like that's just me saying yes because it's the right thing.
Of other people saying you should read more.
Yes.
Okay.
And I do understand there's a benefit to it.
There is, yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Like, there are so many good things. There shouldn't be a reason why I shouldn't be reading. And I think
a big problem right now is that people don't read enough.
Yeah, no.
Like, especially with our generation. Yeah. Like, we just assume, oh, we did a Google. We figured it out.
Yeah. And the thing is people's idea of reading is, oh, you need to be reading books, right? And yeah. And when I was at university, I wasn't doing that. I was reading, like, newspaper articles. I was, I was reading news and a lot of it, right? Like, I think that was the last time. I think back in university was the last time.
Nice, cushy left-wing liberal news.
It was pretty rounded.
Mostly, okay.
No, it was pretty rounded because of the I completely forgot what I was studying. Oh, I was studying film and media. It required you to we were required to have a unbiased opinion in most of our
in a university. Bravo.
So it was pretty good. I will say that a lot of the people that did take the class were very much liberal, but that's UCT.
That's
UCT.
It's Cape Town.
It's Cape Town. Which isn't a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. It's just an automatic vacuum.
Yeah, it's an automatic one. What happens is that it takes the argument. It leans the argument to one side, which isn't great. You know.
No.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. But that's not.
But like, I did enjoy it, and I enjoyed that aspect that which required me to read. And read a lot. And so when people say, like, oh, so, like, what have you been reading? And I'm like, news. It's not that interesting to talk about. I can't tell you.
And it's weird because...
Right now, I'm very much out of the loop when it comes to... that happens in the news.
Yeah, there is something to getting... something that's fictional can have... an immediate impact on you personally more than an actual factual thing, you know. Like, reading Harry Potter has probably made more of an impact on your life than fucking Tesla d'Urbervilles. The thing that is deemed by society to be this one, and it's like, it doesn't, it should be reading for the pure sake of enjoyment.
Yeah.
So and the thing is that you build, regardless, you'll build that habit. You know, it's like, it has, you have to start small. So literally, like, a chapter, cool, done. There you go. If it's every day for like 10 years, but that's a novel. Well, no, that's not. So it's way more than a novel. Yeah. A lot of novels. But, like, literally, just a chapter a day. Easy.
100%.
But, you know, it's, like, also, you need to want it. Like, with anything. Like we were talking about addiction earlier. Person doesn't want to get help, can't do anything. They have to hit rock bottom. They have to. Or, something as clinically as needs to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
They need to.
You have to admit that they have a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
It's,
that's the difficult part.
Fucking difficult.
But you see, would you consider me? I'm gonna use that analogy to strengthen the point. Is that, do you think that me not reading is a problem?
I don't think it's a problem if you don't think it's a problem.
But if I do
fucking mellow, mild answer. it's a problem.
Because if I admit that me not reading is a problem, and it definitely affects the way that I talk or just
it hinders yourself.
Yeah.
Because you could be more eloquent and you could get your point across faster and more precisely, and it could bleed into other aspects of your life where you're talking to friends and you're managing relationships, you're figuring out a problem, something like that. Like it all, again, when you understand it broadly, you'll see it in everything.
Yeah. I forgot what my point was.
Sorry, man.
No, it's okay. So my question to you, do you think that it is a problem? Should I be trying to make an effort?
Yeah, I think so.
It's going to be difficult.
No, but the thing is that that's the whole, should you be bothering and keeping yourself healthy?
Yeah, because you see, right now, as I am, I'm pretty happy, right? I'm trying to improve myself in ways that other people would think that aren't as important, right? Socially, right now in my mind, I think I'm fine.
Mm.
Of course, I have flaws, everyone who doesn't.
Cock blocker for one.
But no, that's not a flaw, dude. You only see it as a flaw because my cock need not be blocked, sir.
Cock blocker, sir. Please do not block my cock. Mr. Cock blocker, sir. Mr. Uber driver. Mr.
Uber driver.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
We would have this bit when we would go to Spain.
To Spanish.
Go to Spain. And
Spanish.
Oh, Spanish class. Sorry. I went to Spain.
We were just talking about Ethan, bragging, but he says things, and he's and like, I'm not bragging. But like, no, it's exactly what he's doing.
It won't fit.
we had to go get a bigger condom because it couldn't fit. And just now, obviously, the Spain thing, I went to Spain. Yeah, sorry, I forgot. Yeah.
Sorry, it was just me.
It was just me. Yeah. Anyway, continue.
We would have this filter on, and we stopped doing it because Snapchat took away the filter. So I was like, okay, it doesn't work without the filter.
Oh, I forgot that we were on Snapchat.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Snapchat, dude. I mean,
really?
You were kind of shitty.
Yeah, Snapchat was...
But the thing is that Instagram is shit. Instagram is just a function... Like, functionality is... trash. I did a lot of hand gestures when I did that.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had the skit on our way to...
Yeah, where we...
Spanish, but it was adopted from this...
From Jake and Amir, another podcast that I listened to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just hilarious.
Yeah, because the Mr. Uber driver would drive me too fast, and I needed to get to school. And Mr. Uber driver... was it would drive too fast. Please take me to school, Mr. Uber driver.
We also did we started doing our own one about pizza and ice cream. Please can we go get some ice cream, Mr. Uber driver?
I think so. Yeah.
It was pizza, I can't remember.
Yeah. But it was funny. What were we talking about before?
The benefits of reading.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Can you benefit this?
I don't know if you caught that.
I swear to God, if I didn't catch that.
Okay.
Lucky you're not catching the sound, bro.
You mean the smell?
It's loud in here.
The smell?
It's loud in here.
Oh, okay.
What were we talking about?
the benefits of reading.
Fuck, dude, I'm fucking up here. I'm fucking melting. Yeah, I think the whole idea is for you to not push yourself. It's like there's a great, oh man, can I look this up? Can you pass my phone?
Dude, I don't want to get up.
Okay, I'll just get it. But I think it's like you want to push yourself.
Yeah, but you see, what I'm saying is that I'm pushing myself in other aspects of my life.
Yeah. Right? So then,
so it's difficult to keep a balance between everything. No one is adulting properly.
Mm.
If you're getting adulting down, hit a brother up.
Yeah.
I want to know what your secret is. Everyone has
a TED talk.
Yeah, do a flipping TED talk. But no one has it correct.
Mm.
People argue that people who are doing well in terms of money or their social life or whatever part of their life, like they've got it down. They don't. They never did. They're still struggling. The only difference is they've been struggling for longer than you have. Mm. You know. So, if you don't struggle, then it's not going to be better. So, for example, you're probably going to have a better social life than I'm going to have.
Who?
You are. I'm just giving it as an example.
Mm.
And then, but I might have a better work life, right? So it's like it's a give and take. You're not going to get everything down.
Yeah.
Don't hurt yourself over it. It's something. It's not something worth stressing over.
But don't also be a dum dum. I don't like dum dums.
So what are you calling me?
Well, you're not a dum dum. You can read like other languages. You may not get, you know, you may not be the most cultured person. Maybe. Dude,
you're wearing slippers.
Okay. Here's a quote: Noam Han has the right to be an amateur in the matter of physical training. It is a shame for a man to grow old without seeing the beauty and strength of which his body is capable. And we can apply that to reading. Or like anything.
I think you can apply to anything.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I just said that.
No, you didn't.
I
Dude, why are you getting so upset?
Yo, bro.
Sorry.
Meet me at 2:40, son.
2:40. Meet me outside.
Yeah, no, it'll be easier for you to get there than me, for sure. So all that cake you love. But yeah, I struggle with that, man. I really struggle with the idea that people don't
challenge themselves.
Don't challenge themselves and don't take some
risks.
No.
Biscuits.
No. Take chocolate their health. Shakes. Their health seriously.
Peanut butter and jam.
God, you're a fucking idiot.
I realize how good dark chocolate is recently.
What? Dark chocolate, what?
Dark chocolate is pretty good.
Yeah, I actually recently got into it.
I recently got into it as well. What is up with that?
Very interesting.
Same frequency,
like,
dude.
Yeah. Not with a peasant like you.
I wonder if it's because...
I'm the sex god, you peasant.
I wonder if it's because our palates have changed.
It definitely has. Right. Like, well, even with coffee, kind of recently, maybe like it's been a year now, so I've just appreciated coffee more. Just because of the more, you know, work and shit. It's the more energy you need.
I don't see the benefit of coffee. I really don't. Like, I've tried it a couple of times in the morning.
Because you go to bed at like 6.
Yeah, but sometimes I'll still wake up. No, you mean I wake up at 6. I go to bed at like
6.
12 hours of sleep.
I fucking meant what I said. 6.
12 hours of sleep.
7 like o'clock might as well be 6 at that point.
Okay. What was I saying? Oh, I really don't find the benefit. I don't see the benefit. Because you might get like an hour in, which is like really productive. But then the next hour, I just want to go back to bed.
Yeah, that's why you have 3 more.
No, it doesn't work, because like I feel like you start really high with coffee, and then you never actually reach that level after your second cup.
I guess you have nowhere to go but down from there.
Yeah, it's just like
you're
just prolonging the inevitable that you're going to crash.
Yeah, but then you have a midday nap.
Yeah, if you have that time.
Mm.
if you have that.
I'm telling you, dude, ability. Spanish people got it right.
Dude, Spanish people are.
They got it fucking right with that shit.
Are legends.
Yeah.
They
what? A lot of slaughter around the world.
I said legends. I didn't say they were.
Hey, you know the Incas?
No. Exactly.
You know the Aztecs? You know all like the tribes that exist in South America?
Yeah.
Dude, see ya.
Don't you think you know the legend of El Dorado?
Yeah.
How
El Dorado. Do you think of those? Dude.
Yeah.
Sit back, dude. Let's fucking crack back and crack all these conspiracies, bro. Oh, okay. Oh, there's a couple things.
Okay.
So, the Amazon's huge, right?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's it. A lot of weird shit could be in there.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
So that was it.
I don't know. That's all I was thinking of.
Where would it have been?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where would it have been? Would it have been on an island? Do you think? I think that it would have probably been on an island. That's why it's so difficult to find.
Mm.
You know, there's so many small little islands in that area.
But I don't think you understand how dense the Amazon forest is. It's
no, like I understand how it is crazy dense.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like it's crazy about how many different types of species there are. I think the like the Amazon.
They're discovering new species like every day or something.
Yeah, I think the
but, hold on. Do insects count?
Yes, they do.
Come on, really?
Yes.
Oh, they're so small and insignificant. Sheesh. Oh, what? Did I insult the insect? The fucking broke insect? The fuck? Fuck you. I'm mad now. Fuck. Anything to say. Fuck you.
I forgot what I was going to say now. Oh, but I think the Amazon alone has like 1/5 of the species of the planet.
Mm.
Like, that's crazy. Like, just the Amazon. That's not.
Wow. And the ocean has probably the other 4, 3.
I don't know.
Bro.
Yeah,
but. Okay, so El Dorado. What about. I remember. Wasn't there a legend that it was like on the floating like back of a turtle or something?
I think that's a different one.
The thing is that what's interesting about legends is that and things like that, there's like a common theme. It's like there's an object that's like this.
But that's also true for like religious texts.
No, 100% saying like the flood.
Mm.
Like there has been records of like a really bad flood that hit
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's been written about in many different like alterations. Mm. Is that right? Alterations.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So we just basically inside of a.
So basically, we don't know anything about anything, but not other people, us, because I have no information on the Amazon and El Dorado and like what necessarily the legend was.
But who does?
But the thing is it's so much better to not do any research and then just make shit up. You know, it's so much easier.
And you're happy with it. You're content with what you just come up with.
Yeah. No, because I don't know.
You don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's weird. Like, have you seen the Bermuda Triangle?
No, I've not seen that.
Do you know what it is? No, I don't.
I know what it is. I know
you're right here. It's yeah.
I know what it is.
It's like a weird place that aircraft seem to just disappear.
Not only aircraft, but ships as well.
Ships.
People. Just stuff.
What do you think that is? What?
So there was this really awesome theory which I really liked. Was that on the direct opposite of the Earth, right?
Mm.
There's another triangle. Which they've mapped out on the opposite side of the Earth, which is in the Pacific Ocean, and what happens is that when you enter the Bermuda Triangle, you go through a wormhole, right? That transports you to the other side of the Earth, right? And what happens is that all of your instruments, all the instruments and things, go like berserk, and then. You think that you're still traveling to the direction of your destination, but then you get completely lost because Pacific Ocean is huge.
Mm.
Okay, And then basically what happens is people get stuck in storms and then their ships will sink in the Pacific Ocean, not in the Bermuda Triangle, because they've been transported to the Pacific Ocean.
Wow, that's actually pretty cool.
It's a pretty cool theory.
So it's like a hole?
It's a wormhole. So like
how would that make sense? So is it actually a wormhole? Is it technically a wormhole?
It's technically a wormhole.
Because why? What makes it a wormhole?
So because basically you transport it instantaneously to the other side of the world.
Isn't that just a funnel?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Because a funnel will mean that the places connect with a direct link. This is more of a space time. What's the word?
But it's how is it bending time? Well, what does time have to do with it?
Because time is a measurement of so space time is a measurement of time and distance.
Hmm. Okay.
Right. So, your distance. So when space time comes into play, the wormholes and black holes and white holes, they all have this effect on it. And also,
shout out to the white holes.
Oh my gosh! Flip's sake. Any form of matter has some sort of space time.
Mm.
Right. It's just how how it's perceived.
That's interesting.
How time is perceived by that.
I was thinking more like
in perspective of
of
that is perceiving time. So how we perceive time and how other things perceive time is all based off how we at that time were perceiving time.
Mm. However, would prefer to think of it as King Kong's Island. And there's a giant ape that's there.
And he just like picks up the boats and like, oh, look, I've got a boat.
And like eats them or something.
And gets in a bubble bath and he like pays the boats. He's like, ooh.
Or like, Amazonia is real. And there's a whole bunch of fucking kick-ass women out there. Like warrior women.
Those are the Illuminati.
Oh, man.
The Illuminati are actually just all women. And they allow men to think that they're in charge. So that they can maintain peace in Amazonia.
God. Is that the liberal book that you were given when you were a kid?
No.
Hmm.
When you were a kid.
Your little red book.
That would be a communist book.
Liberal.
The liberal book would be blue. Right?
Yeah, whatever.
Liberal book would be blue.
No,
but that's a different... Wait, I wanted to ask you a question. Mm. I thought about this.
I hate how I keep on harping about liberal people. It's just because I...
He loves them so much.
No,
like,
I do.
He loves.
Man,
the only people he's ever had a connection with are liberal people.
It's true.
That's true.
Because I live literally in a liberal bubble. Yeah.
Yeah. You live.
I love my liberal friends. It's your own fault, guys. No, it's not. I think it's.
Well, if you don't like it, it's your fault. It's
anyone's fault.
Oh, no, if you don't like it, it's your own fault.
Feels like that. It feels like that. No, I don't know.
So this is what I wanted to ask you. Is that, are there liberal...
Oh, man.
God. Are there liberal... It's really just like... I was just like thinking about this because are there liberal conservatives and are there conservative Democrats?
Mm. Yeah, of course.
I was really struggling.
It's a spectrum.
I was really struggling with this.
It's a spectrum, yeah. No, my God.
I was really struggling with this because obviously that makes sense, right? Like, it does make sense, but I think the problem is that everything is just so either left or right. No?
Mm. No, I agree.
So it's... I'm just genuinely confused. So you're saying yes, right? That was my initial thought, right? But yeah, that's just so interesting. Is that that's true and that makes sense?
Mm.
It's just right now in the climate that we're in, it's just that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No. It doesn't. But it changes, and what's weird is just how left the left is.
And how right the right is.
Yeah, it's true. And there's no... No nuance to it.
No, there's not enough love in the world, dude.
One love.
One heart. Let's get together and feel alright.
I really don't think we can sing
that song.
So many songs.
We shouldn't be singing.
Fuck. It's so weird how, like, we can't do that.
Do what?
Just do that. And it's like some kind of infringement.
That was a song by Bob Marley. Please don't copyright infringement.
Shout out to Bob Marley, dude. How's he doing?
What do you mean?
What?
What do you mean?
Who?
How's who doing?
Flob Harley.
His son. Are you talking about his son? Bob Marley's son?
Oh, isn't his name Rack Marley or something?
I don't know. There was actually a video on him on YouTube the other day that I started
it's watching. It's weird when your dad is like super famous, right? And then you're
imagine like all of Michael Jackson's
and you're with kids. With the daughter, it's like who cares? But like with the dude, it's like you look like him, so you must be
exactly like him.
Yeah,
because his son basically does all the music he does.
Yeah,
it's like.
And also, it's
the only. I think the slight difference is that he does rap a little bit.
And
we're not hating on them.
Oh, hey, I'm about to maybe throw some shade, but that's just my job. Hey, reggae, sound a little different.
Have you listened to Bushy One String?
No.
Have you not?
Is it just one string?
Yeah. Is it just one string? He has a guitar. He has a 6-string guitar. But it only has one string on it.
Yeah, it's all one note.
He plays the entire neck, but dude, he just sings and plays the like on one string. And oh my gosh, it's actually
man,
it's good. But then you listen to every other song, then it's like this is the same thing.
This is the same.
It's the same
fucking
thing.
It's great. Like reggae is like. Buffalo Soldier. Oh, cool. And then I hear the next song. That's okay, well.
There is some like.
They get like jazzy kind of. They get a little bit more R&B, maybe. Yeah. But when it's just like straight up reggae, literally, nigga, it sounds exactly the fucking same.
Why do you think people like it so much?
And like the biggest thing is like white people defend it. Like, no, bro, it's like some kind of like. It's awesome, man, the way they're like.
Why do people like it so much?
I really don't know. I'm sorry.
I think it's the same thing with rock. Garage.
Rock is a little bit more intricate, I feel. Right? There's more to rock, for sure.
What's it called?
Well, at least that's been produced.
What's it called?
And it's
rock,
just
like garage rock. Grunge. Like pop rock.
Pop rock.
Right?
Well, that like came and died. Because people didn't.
Yeah.
No one really does pop rock now. And then you have like little iterations of it and like throwbacks. And then it's like a hot song for a bit.
Mm.
And then. Goes away, you know. With reggae, it didn't. Sorry,
it's around.
It's around.
It's
people
around.
Are still like.
I think it's
because
it's
that
very
really good.
It's no, very nigga, heavily associated.
We knew it sounded good the fucking song ago.
thousands of songs ago. I think it's because it's like very much connected to weed.
Yeah.
Right. And because of that,
A lot of people partake in some marijuana.
Yeah, so they're like, okay, cool, let's reggae on.
Yeah, right? It's like easy.
On.
Yeah, it's like an easy thing to throw on. It's also like whatever mood, reggae kind of works.
What, when you're high? Or
when you're high or when you're doing, or you're chilling, you know, reggae works.
I suppose.
Yeah.
It's the... It's the drums.
Yeah.
It's the drums that get you going.
Yeah. Jarman. Jarman. Me, my friend, Shabin.
Shabin.
Do you remember that? Remember my monologue? Shabin. The island in the... something like that. I can't even remember.
Do you remember any of your monologues?
None of my monologues. None of them. I remember the... Did you remember doing the... the physical performance one. Ours was really good.
I thought ours was
the best.
Yeah.
Did I say the best?
Yeah, I think ours was the best.
No, because we got it down.
Yeah.
We got it fucking down.
Yeah. There were some like...
Shout out to Damon.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. Miss Damon.
Yeah, dude.
Well, sometimes.
I can't remember what I wanted to say. Oh, there's some
really strange ones that didn't seem to...
I'm trying to... I can't even remember.
You can't remember any of them?
No.
Yeah, there were just some of them... were we allowed to speak?
No, I don't think. Well, you could... Dick Nanigans.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of speech.
I still think...
I'm not saying anything, really, but...
Do you remember what our entire story was?
It was about... I remember the song. We had a song. Something like military. Don't fret, precious, I'm here. Step away from the window.
You're gonna have to play the song again for me because I don't remember. We should really ask for the video because it was recorded, right?
Something like that.
Oh, it's recorded, right?
Dude, I can sing sometimes, man.
I think you're just high.
Nigga, come on. Come on. Fuck. I wish I could sing. Step away from the window. Time to go. Okay. No.
Voice of an angel.
Oh, no.
Yes, dude. Yeah, you do.
I hate myself.
You definitely hate myself.
Okay.
It was recorded, right?
Yeah, it was recorded, so we should probably get...
We should get...
You know what? I think I'm going to forget about it in
30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right about. Okay.
But I would love to see it again. Like, some of those performances... Dude, I feel that we didn't utilize enough time in drama.
Yeah.
We need to do more of it.
Yeah. Fuck, man. We
should. Because it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
When we were able to do our own stuff like that.
It was a lot of silliness in the drama class as well, which is great.
I think our class is also just
a lot of fun. We had good people in our... Or when people were in drama class, there's one or two who I abhor. And I would murder today. But, you know.
No, you wouldn't. You put them in a...
In a leg lock. Oh, no, sorry. I wouldn't murder them.
You'd break them.
I would break them. And they would have to...
Murder is a strong word.
Broken for the rest of their fucking lives.
Murder is a strong word.
If I could spit into my mic, I would.
You can.
I don't want to because I'll ruin my mic.
Okay. But yeah, we should definitely get those videos. Do you remember, like I was asking, what was the story about?
It was about torment, torture, the system. That's basically all. Every single thing was some kind of sopoco. You know? Or like some kind of...
But do you remember what it was?
Poverty is bad and people need to be a car. Like that. That's all it was. Every single fucking time. Am I right or am I?
I asked...
What was it about? It was probably about... like conformity. Military kind of following blindly.
I really can't... I don't remember it being that.
I remember like the first I walked out in the middle and I posed like Christ. Like my arms were like spread like this. I remember that. Yes. And then I remember you holding me and then throwing me around. Oh, was it abuse? It was abuse. Right?
Was it son and father abuse?
Yeah, something like that. Maybe, but I think it was just abuse in general. I think it was like, how people use one another and they push them around. I remember being pushed between you two.
I was lighter. Yes, you were.
Yeah.
Who did? Didn't someone do like a roll? I remember someone rolling. You did a roll?
Or Damon maybe did.
Who did a roll?
Bro.
Did you? Oh, both of you. What, did both of you do rolls?
Yeah, nigga. You look like a roll, but you couldn't physically do the roll.
I feel like... Did you guys roll over each other? You like did like... Yeah, you guys rolled over each other.
Something
like that. For absolutely no reason but besides rolling.
Yeah. No, but to emphasize...
Rolling.
The rolling. The abuse and the way that the system works against us and we end up in these vicious cycles of oppression and being the oppressor.
Why do you have to bring this shit down, dude?
This is what it was.
I don't remember.
It probably was like that, you know? It's like, possibly. Isn't it?
Yeah, maybe. Probably right.
Like, all the things in school, like, all the essays were, like, about some kind of political thing or, like, problem.
But, like, it gave you the option.
I mean, zero knowledge. No actual facts. You just, like, stipulate.
It gave you a platform to critically think.
Mm. But, yeah.
But obviously...
Without understanding it, really. You know?
No, I think it was critically think, but one-minded.
Yeah.
So, there would be something wrong with you. I know there is something wrong with you, but I'm saying, like, there would be something wrong with you if you said anything...
On the contrary.
On the contrary, yeah.
Mm. And it, you know, it seems like it's gotten worse. Probably. I think it's gotten worse.
I don't know.
It's definitely not gotten better.
I don't know. I haven't really been...
Oh, you're not super...
I'm really not. I usually when it's in the past, it's in the past. I leave it there.
It's true.
I leave it there. Yeah. I don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, I don't worry about it, but I worry about, like, I don't know. I just worry about when people actually go out in the world and it's not how they expected.
But, again, I think that's not your job.
Oh, no. I just feel for people, you know?
No, you don't. Flip. So, I think everything you say is just the opposite of what you mean. Every day is opposite day for you.
Wait, so I'm actually a very caring person?
Yes.
I know.
That's exactly. What I've been trying opposite to say. Opposite day. So you're not a caring person.
Holla at your boy. This is
one puff Ethan.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man.
New nickname alert. One puff Ethan.
Yeah. I think
Buffalo Soldier.
It is weird when you get a whole bunch of kids together, the shit that they can make up, and you know.
It also depends on like the families that these people are coming from.
But then the thing is that what happens is you get one kind of like, you obviously you're in this geographical area, you know, you have this narrative, you know, you're a school that is on the more expensive side of things, you're gonna get it at certain type of people, more than like a public school, and I kind of question it now. I wonder how it would be if I went to a more public school.
There are a few people that have said that, and I'm like, I don't think you'd have wanted to be anywhere else.
So if you have the option to go to a private school, go to a private school.
Yeah. I don't think that going to a public school or going to any other school would have been better suited, because what you know now and going what you know now and deciding like I should have rather gone to a different school.
You would have
probably said the exact same thing coming out of there.
Time's a funny thing, man.
Time's a strange thing.
Mother flipper.
Strange
mother flipper, as Xena would say.
Yeah. Time's like cake, you know.
Well, yeah, we're gonna run out and gonna be fat and lonely.
Not necessarily that part.
Okay. Not lonely. But a little bit chubby.
Not really.
Cake.
Yeah. You can have cake and not gain any weight. It depends on your exercise.
That's true.
Like, you can
You'll still get that diabetes, though, later on.
No, you won't.
Yeah, you will. If you eat cake every single day.
Yeah, if you eat every single day. But we're just talking about cake being...
Oh, every now and again?
Yeah, like...
And, like, you're eating healthy all the times?
Yeah, that's fine.
Why'd you say that, fuckface?
Because we're talking about, like, cake is like time. You run out.
Mm.
And you genuinely do.
Yeah.
There's never enough cake.
Let them eat cake. Yeah, that was. I remember that was bullshit. I remember, like, the first
she never said that.
And the French Revolution was like, no, she
never. She never actually said that.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah.
That was like the first thing that I remember from the French Revolution, and learning about it for the fucking 3 years that we did it.
Did we learn for 3 years?
No. It just felt like that.
Oh. Yeah. It was really long.
Yeah. I can't make fun of.
No, you can't.
Okay.
You can't say anything.
Can I say anything?
You can't say anything. You know why?
Yeah, I know why.
Do you know why?
I know why.
You know why?
Ooh,
because you're not allowed to.
I know why.
You're not allowed to. That's why, guys.
Yeah. And, yeah, that was the first thing. It was like Marie Antoinette did not say that she... Why didn't they eat cake? It's like, why did... The whole thing was that she was up at the guillotine, and they were like, why are they protesting us? And they were like, everyone's starving. It's like, but let them eat cake. Can't they have cake? Where's the cake? And that was Zeno in a past life. So, yeah, like, if you were a ruler, if everyone was starving, you'd be like, but they're eating cake, though.
Yeah. I would solve the entire world, all of the world's problems with just cake.
Cake.
Yeah.
Krispy Kremes and cake.
Yeah, dude.
Mm.
Dude, this is new Krispy Kreme flavor. I don't know why to think it's mint. It's mint flavored donut.
That's interesting.
I don't understand. People ruined chocolate with mint.
What?
I don't think mint's great.
Peppermint crisp,
dude. Like, I don't think it's...
Okay. And then what about... Okay. Now this is the kicker. Chocolate and oranges.
Mm-mm.
What is up with that?
Nah.
Dude, I just...
It's this thing about putting fruit.
Mm.
Fruit, whatever.
Fruit.
Got your fruit over here.
Fruit.
Your fruit. What's this thing with putting fruit in...
Chilies.
In,
bro, what
like,
the fuck?
Unhealthy things.
Yeah.
Right?
Dark chocolate is not necessarily very unhealthy.
No, but...
But like chocolate.
Fruit. But like chocolate. Yeah, like just chocolate in general.
Milk chocolate.
Like, people put pineapple on pizza. Why?
Man, it makes me so mad.
If you like pineapple and pizza, okay, whatever. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that...
It's a
fruit. Don't put... Like, yes, tomatoes on the pizza, but it was there before they put pineapple on.
Yeah. Can't you just be fine with the tomato being a fruit?
Yes, bro. Exactly. Like, don't put orange in my chocolate. Don't put banana in my chocolate eclair.
You're making me mad.
Don't... Put strawberries in my chocolate fountain.
Hold on.
No.
Really? Okay, we definitely here. Okay, this is where we have a. I guess we have a fork in the road in our relationship.
So you like? So you like strawberries with chocolate?
Up to a point. A point. Okay. So the thing is that what I like about this. Never in the fountain, but. If there's a fountain, and there's some strawberries, I can dig that.
No.
No, because you have the option of a strawberry. Strawby's good.
Yeah, just then have the strawberry.
Strawberry and sugar. Like a little bit of dipped sugar. Come on.
Strawberries have so much sugar in them.
No, but a little dipped sugar. Like you have a bite and then you dip in sugar. Bite, dip in sugar.
And like sugar, that. Not even chocolate.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Mm.
What's wrong with you?
Oh my god, guys!
So much.
I swear to Christ.
So much is wrong with me.
Okay, if we're gonna do a poll, we're gonna do a poll right.
We're gonna do a
now.
Poll. Okay.
What is the fucking poll? What is the poll?
I don't know.
No, we sugar, can't do polls. We have to do. It has to be one option: option A or option B.
Yeah. So,
Strawberry and chocolate. I don't know. Is there a
Wait, okay. We need to figure this one out.
Yeah.
So strawberries and chocolate, or so chocolate fondue. So basically, chocolate fondue, or
banana. Oh. Dude, bananas and chocolate.
What about
What about
why
on waffles?
Why are you mixing
on waffles?
No.
With syrup, bro. Bananas and syrup on a French toast. What the fuck is, and whipped cream? What is wrong with you? Literally, what is wrong with you?
Dude, I just don't like. I don't like being healthy in the time that I'm choosing to be eating the stuff that I want to be eating.
Whipped cream.
Yeah, whipped cream's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
With banana.
No, dude.
Whipped cream and banana.
No, dude.
What? So banana and French toast. That's a good fucking pair. What is wrong with you? Have you,
I've tried it before. No, listen. It's all of these things. All of these things I've had before, right? And I just don't. I don't. There's the only benefit. The only benefit that I see.
And strawberries.
Strawberries and what?
With like chocolate on a French toast. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Dude.
Are you out of your goddamn
mind? This is some liberal thinking from your side. Okay,
bro.
You need to slow down.
Dude, the L word. That's a fucking loaded term, bro. Hey now, I don't be chucking around the L word, bro. I might get a little handsy.
Oh, wait, have you heard of peas on toast? Dude, that's so fucked up, man. People are trying the weirdest stuff.
You know, so you know that there's that thing. We mix tomato and mayonnaise. Is that what I called it?
Is that not what it is? It's not that.
Oh,
I don't think that's what it's called. But yeah, to mayonnaise. What about it?
Sorry, it just seems so obvious in my head that that's what it is. Why is that?
Why is it not?
Yeah, like why? To mayonnaise, it makes.
Memento.
Nigga, to mayonnaise. Shut the fuck up. To mayonnaise.
Memento.
That's the fucking poll. To mayonnaise or fucking.
No, that.
Nigga,
to mayonnaise can win.
That poll.
That. To mayonnaise will win.
Yes.
I'm not even going to allow anyone to vote on that.
Exactly.
Won that one.
What were I talking about? Oh, the strawberry.
Strawberries on French toast.
And you,
I've not had that. I've had banana on French toast. With
and you're
bacon.
Like, what do you think about? Oh, and the bacon. What about bacon and syrup?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Why wouldn't that work?
Now this is where liberals' logic goes out the window.
What are you talking about?
This is where logic goes out the window for you. Because it makes no sense for bacon to be with syrup, by your logic, right?
They're both unhealthy. There's
bacon's not as unhealthy as like. Well, I mean, like, okay, yeah, I'm not. It's pretty unhealthy. It's not 100% unhealthy though. If you don't have bacon often, it's good.
Yeah, it's fine. But if you're having
fruit often, it's like also not that good.
Yeah, but it's better than having bacon all the time.
I think it depends on the person, though.
Probably, but the average person having bacon all
with
the time
syrup?
Over fruit.
Syrup.
Yes, okay. I think. Yeah, of course.
Fruit is still sugar, though. You know that. Right?
Yes, but still having fruit as often.
I love how you say it.
Sorry.
I love how you say it. It makes me want to fucking throttle your throat.
Sheesh, what the fuck? Why are you so. This is also one thing. Like, why are you so violent? Let's talk about that. What happened to you?
I'm not violent.
You have violent tendencies.
I'm gonna say this.
Okay.
Okay. There's a rage in me. Okay.
Yeah.
I rage.
Yeah.
I think about very dark things.
Yeah. Like death and killing people.
Yeah.
And.
But I have never.
And smacking people with your penis.
No, but I do that consensually.
Sorry. Okay.
The thing is, though,
yeah,
is that I can control it. I'm good at controlling it.
Yes, but saying it out loud isn't controlling it.
No, it is. Instead of me going, I'm like thinking about all of these dark things. I'm just like, wow, dude, I really want to fucking kill you right now.
cool. It's just as bad. You shouldn't be saying stuff like that.
Oh, sorry, pussy. No, it's fine. I think it's fine. And I've never been in a conflict, ever.
The day that gets you into trouble. A physical
contact. I've never been...
No, gets into trouble.
Oh, it'll get me in trouble, but thankfully I have these to get me out.
That's what I'm even talking about.
What? Oh, trouble is...
Like trouble.
Legal trouble.
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then...
Yeah, that's...
If they call me on the stand, I'm going to be like, yeah.
He said this. He said like, that about them. Like, and
I'm going to direct you to this episode of the podcast.
Yeah, oh my God. No, what do you mean this one? It's going to be at least...
It's going to be a couple.
It's going to be a few. Going to be a few for sure. But hold on, mate. Hear him out. Here's a point.
There's a point to this.
Boy, mate. Hear him out.
Yeah. He's got a point. If you don't get him a chance, you're not going to hear his point.
I really do hope that... that doesn't happen. I really hope. I am not against anyone. There's no... Like, I discriminate all the same. Because it's all funny to me. It's all of it is funny.
I don't discriminate. I'm not racist. I just discriminate against everyone.
Yeah, I make fun of literally everyone. You are all...
Below Ethan.
No. No, you're all hilarious. All of your little problems, all of your little gripes. It's all just amusing to me. Mm-hmm. So I make fun of it. And it's not because I dislike you or I want you to not succeed. And it's not
because... It's because he loves you so dearly.
I don't think that you deserve a life and quality of life. And you should have your basic human rights stripped away from you. All I'm saying is I fight it. A hoot and a holler.
And...
Yeah, should we end
that's
there?
All our time today, guys. Wow. Thank you for listening. Apologize for this episode. And we'll see you in the next one. Before I forget, go and follow us at High and Dry Pod on Instagram. And we love you. Goodbye.